Okay, so we are continuing tonight's Mashkar's Yard site through Harav Dov Tziv and Harav Chaim, Shbi L'Tayra L'Ilish Nishmasai. So we are in Reish Nun Beis, and we read Sif Aleph in the Mechaber last time, the Malachas, that you're allowed to start on Erev Shabbos, Kadesh and Igmar and B'Shabbos. So Sashimi asked me last week, what's today, Monday, so last week, so he said, how does this stem with the siman before, that you're not allowed to start a malacha, from Mincha, Ketana at least? So, the truth is that in Reish Nun Aleph, when it said in the Ramah, that Dafkitz malacha derech keva, but the Ramah said, if you do it derech harai, lefi shav, lekava leh, we spoke about all those different things, it's mutter, and the Ramah said, therefore it's mutter to write, igeresh laimim v'chal kayaitze b'zeh. So the Bir Halacha there said, why did the Ramah say, igeresh laimim, you could write a letter? He said, adifav leh lemichtav, he should have said even more than that, that you're allowed to do shriyas d'ayvis amanim, all the malachas that we talked about soaking the dye and all those things, or tzei d'chayav ayfas, which we're going to talk about here in Sif Aleph, these malachas, d'zev ade aser b'chal amayid, that's aser on chal amayid, kol shein etzarech amayid, but it's mutter b'erev Shabbos. And that's where the Arza Ruah brings this halacha from. So he's bothered to be halacha l'chayra if it's in a derech arai, the Ramah should have said a bigger chiddush. These real malachas, like writing Igeresh Shleimim might even be mutter on chalamayit. These are big malachas that are real malachas. So he's like sort of bothered, why is it that the Ramah said that? So you have to say then that in Reish Nun Beis we're talking about that either the Vard is you started your Mekel Mincha Ketana and you started before Mincha Ketana or before Mincha Gedol, whatever this man is, or it was Derech Arai somehow. Again, in Rav Nissen Karelitz's Hagdara last week of Derech Arai and Derech Keva, which Keva meant to say anything you really like set your mind to and you're paying attention to as opposed to you're doing haphazardly. So I don't know these malachas so well of soaking wool and dyes and setting up.
It's the Gmaris Meila,
but when you have to set it up, that part of the malach of setting it up and cooking it in this, so you have to know if it's Derech Arai how that works again. Okay, so that's lechar that. So let's now go back to Reish Nun Beis Sif Aleph. So we said like this: you're allowed to start mutter. Just read quickly the mechaber mutter laskem malacha b'arav Shabbos sam lechashecha. You could start here sam lechashecha. It's obviously not mecha ketana or mecha gedayla. Afa bishen yochel gaimer mi baijayim v'nigmaris meila b'Shabbos. If it's, you could start it, even though it's going to continue on its own on Shabbos, kigoyin lishreiz joy v'samimonim b'mayim, to soak these dyes and these ingredients in the water, v'heim nishrim kol ha-Shabbos. And what do? They soak a whole Shabbos, and they make the ink or whatever they're making here, it happens a whole Shabbos. So says, let's see the Mishabura, Tzivkat and Aleph, lishreiz joy. So the Mishabura is going to, in each of these malachas, explain why is this usher to do on Shabbos, and even though we're allowing you to have it continue on its own on Shabbos. Uv Shabbos usher, why is it usher to soak the diyoy and the samanim? Mishum megabel. It's gibel, it's like lush, you like kneading it, because you're taking a bunch of solid things and you're putting liquids together and it's making into a mush, and to make it into ink is like a mushy thing. Shema'arav ha-diyoy v'amayim yachad. Some say the issur would be of tzeveya. Afilu hachi. So no matter what the issur is, kevin shemaschel b'zman hamuter b'erev Shabbos, u'memeila nigmar hapula b'Shabbos shari. V'chein b'chol hani t'kachoshiv. All that we're going to say here, yesh ban issur deraisa k'sho'isun ha'isam b'Shabbos. The chiddush is that even though there's an issur deraisa, if you would do it on Shabbos, afilu hachi kevin shemaschel b'erev Shabbos shari. But once you start it, the fact that it continues on its own on erev Shabbos, onto Shabbos is not a problem. So the second case was in the Mechaber, he says, Veloses unim shall pishtim letaner. You're putting in bundles of flax into an oven, kadeshi yislabnu, so they should whiten. And the next case is, Veloses semer lusaychayoira, to put wool into a pot. If it's eina ala esh, it's not on the fire, v'yitucha betit, and it's also sealed. Because says the Mechaber, b'shem hi ala eish aser shem yichate, If it's on the fire, there's a separate problem. In other words, there's a number of things going on with the wool here. Number one is that the wool is in the pot getting dyed. Okay, that on its own is not such a problem. The fact that you started the process Erev Shabbos continues on to Shabbos, that's not a problem. However, if this pot of wool is on the fire, there is another problem, Shem Yechata. That's a side problem. Just like any food that's on a fire, that there is a chashash that you are going to see that maybe the fire's not hot enough and it's not cooking so well, whatever those gedarim are, there's an iser to have it on the fire, Shem Yechata, because you might stoke it. So if you have a very partially cooked piece of food, you can't have it on an open fire, you might stoke the coals. So the same thing here is with this pot of wool. We're also afraid you might look inside, as he says, you might see that the fire is not going so well, and you'll be mechata. Vafilu eina ala eish, the mechaber says another thing. Okay, it's not on the fire, but I said it has to be sealed. Yimeina toicha betit aser. Why? There's another problem. You might look inside. It's not on the fire, but it's doing its soaking process, and it might need a good mix. Might need a good mix to get it to, you know, as to get the wool to dye properly. And anyone who mixes a pot that's boiling hot, obviously, even if it's not on the fire, so because of those Zaitig Shabbos chashoshes, you have to have it not on a fire and you have to have it sealed. That's to take care of the side problems. Our Siman is telling us the fact that it happens on Shabbos is not a problem. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis. Shal Pishton Latanar. This is putting in the flax to whiten it, to dry it and whiten it. Afilu ein toyach kisuya betit. Afilu hachi leichashinan shemi yigali hakisui v'yichata b'chalim. So now the Mishnah Berurah asks a question. One second. In the next case of the wool, I thought maybe you're going to be mechata. And also over here, you're telling me that I could put it in and I don't have to worry about it. It doesn't have to be sealed. So he says, the chevin d'aruach kosher lochen leichashin and shemi galeu. So it's in the oven here. Now in the oven, that's where the coals are inside the oven. So afraid you might open the oven, notice that they're not, you know, it's not going well, and give a little chitui in there. So maybe I should make you seal the oven. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, because if you open the oven, the cold air is very bad for the things, so you're never going to open it up. Even though, why am I doing it? Because maybe I want to see and I want to stoke. It doesn't work that way. It's not worth the risk of checking what's going on. Tzemer l'soy chayayra, so now this is a pot of the wool. V'kailetes atzeva, absorbs, good word, thank you, the tzeva. Oser shem yechata. Even if there's time that it takes hold of the wool, in other words, it continues and it gets better, but the main part of it gets hold of the wool. So you say that maybe that's similar to like Michael Ben Drusoy. We do find, right, there's certain points of cooking that we say, hey, we're not so worried you're going to be mechata anymore because it's going to happen. So maybe over here also, maybe you got to a certain point, it took hold of it, it's okay. No, afilu achi aser, shemi yechata kedei liktoi heitev. We're still afraid that you might stoke it, that it should do it in the best way possible. Shema, this is sivkat and hay. This is, if it's not sealed, you might stir it, and mixing and stirring is aser. V'hamegis v'chulei. Hine, after machaber hishve hagosa b'yoyra, v'hagosa b'kateira, eina shova legamri. Even though the machaber is sort of saying here that these two cases here, a yoyra, now a yoyra is a, we translate them both as a pot, but a yoyra is the pot for the tzemer, and a kateira is a pot for food. So he said, the machaber is saying that they're the same thing, right? The machaber said, if you're going to mix, you might mix the tzemer and the yaira, but hamegis bikedera is aser. So he says, "Ainu shavel agami." They're not exactly the same. The bikedera imi vushalos kol tzarcha yisules beisura. If you have a fully cooked pot of food and it's not on the fire, and you give it a mix, there's no iser. Vilu biyaira aser bechal gavna. But when it comes to a yaira, it's always aser lahagis ba And we'll see this hopefully one day later. So therefore it's also to put the yira into, the tzemer into this hot yira, because you might give it a mix if it's not sealed. Because by mixing it makes the bishul go quicker, and it's asr al tzmevashel. Okay, then the Shulchan Aruch continued on the bottom line there. You could set out traps for animals and birds and fish, even though they're going to get trapped on Shabbos. So let's see the Mishaburos of Katan Zayin, Mitzudas Chaya, Uvishabis imhu oise kain, Uvishas prisosa inichnas hachaya lesoicha, chaya mishum tzeda. This is a little bit different than the cases before. In the cases before, you started something that is a malacha on Shabbos. You started at Erev Shabbos, and it continues onto Shabbos, and that's mutter. Laying out a trap on its own, even if you would do it on Shabbos, there's no Isser Deraisa. Tzeda is trapping, to trap the animal. The only way, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, on Shabbos, if you would put out the trap, uvishas prisase, and while you're putting out the trap, the animal goes in, so your mom is doing the trapping, then you're chayim mishum tzeda. Laying the trap out on Shabbos, it might be also midrabanan, but midrayisa, it's not aser. So really, when you put a trap out on Erev Shabbos, you're not doing something that's aser midrayisa, unless the chaya went in right then, and then there's, then
Shabbos.
What?
Then it's Erev Shabbos.
And, no, we're saying, but on Erev that's Erev Shabbos, and the continuation is a different continuation. It's not continuing the cooking, right? You put out a mitzudah that might, later on, if an animal goes in, will get trapped. So it's a little bit of a different case. It's more kuladik, for sure, than the other cases, but still, that's the case that says that it's mutter. Okay, and then we have mutter limkar lein Yehudi, allowed to sell to a guy Erev Shabbos, and to put it on his, give it to him, to give it over to him. Latina literally means like put it on his shoulder, right before Shabbos. So you sold it to him, it's his, and you gave it to him. But he has to be able to leave your house before Shabbos starts. V'yesh matirim, says the Ramah, she'yotzeinu b'Shabbos. There is a way that a guy is allowed to leave your house on Shabbos with the thing he bought. Im yichal lo yayin Yehudi mokim b'yayin b'Beis Yisrael. If we set a place in the Jewish house that belongs, this is where these goods are going to sit, and they belong to the guy that in that place. So therefore, when he's taking it out, he's really taking it out of his place, even though it's your house. Yesh matirim, that's okay. V'yesh la'achmer, but says the Rama, you should really be machmer. Finally, come on, simin shun chav hei. So says the Mishnah Berurah ches uvavad sheyetze writes a leimer. The ein shoyis lazeh. If there's no time for him to leave before Shabbos starts, or the guy makes a tnai, I'll take it out after Shabbos starts, so then, not only is that usher for him to do, you can't even sell it to him with these tnaim, because he can't get it out before Shabbos. Now he has to get it by Joim. Why? So what's the problem over here? We had this once before, also a similar thing, about renting and lending things to a guy that he has to, if he's allowed to take it out from the house on Shabbos and things like that. A similar thing that it looks like the yid was mitzavahim to be mitzi on Shabbos, right? Haitzah is also on Shabbos. You can't tell a guy to do haitzah for you on Shabbos. It's amir lakum. So when he's walking out of your house with this thing, it looks like, people see it, it looks like that the Yisrael commanded him to take it out. V'yesh oitam lazeh. Now, there's another reason, because we might be able to get out of the first reason if there's an Erev. There's an Erev, there's no problem. So the second reason, Shalei Yachshadu Esa Yisrael Shamach Alei B'Shabbos. Oy, Mashkenam B'Yadai. So we're afraid, maybe people will think that you sold them on Shabbos, or you gave them this Mashken on Shabbos. This is more business-like things that are Aser. Ulatamza, so therefore, in the second reason, it's also afilu beir hamukavas chayma. If it's surrounded by a wall and there's no isra'itza, I makam sheish eruv. V'chein hiskimu achroinim divinyanenu linyan mechira, v'chein linyan tzchira say zachevitz vadai diyesh lachmer afilu b'mukevitz chayma, v'ein Yehudi darsham, so he's not going to take it out of the city either, sheyotziyam ibeisa b'ajoyim, because of the second reason of chashad, the achroinim say that you should be machmer. Im yichad, so it says if the guy was miyached, yesh aimrim, if he miyached amakim, it's okay. Sfarasam davi kilu kvar munach beveis hashein hudi. Since he was miyached makim, it's as if it's in his house already. So even though he's going from his house through your house to get out, but it's not so bad. V'yesh lahachmer, so says the Ramah, yesh lahachmer. Why? Number one, kidei shaloi lahargalein hudi bekach. It's an interesting thing. We don't really margal the guy to be doing such things. In other words, because it's not such a pashta thing, and we don't want the guy to be doing it. It's an interesting way of being machmer, why we're machmer. Else the guy, lahargalein yudi bekach. Vayim b'achroinim. So now, but the Mishaburo takes it further. And he says that the achroinim say, she'iskimu, demidina ein lahakabul zeh. No, it's not just the chumrah. Min hadin, you should not be mekel. Why? The kaimalom besimin tafmem gam gabe chometz the loy mahani biyichel loy makan. We paskin in simin tafmem when it comes to chometz that even if you're miyached amakaim it doesn't help. Gam the haraya saver sheyisrael tivoy loy tziyai, because at the end of the day, even though, like I said, it might be his makam in your house, but he's got to get it out of your house. And there's still a chashash that people are going to say, you told him to get it out, right? You don't, even though you gave him a place in your house, but you told him to get it out. So therefore, you should not be mekel unless it's a makam hefzid, v'tzorech gadol, and a tzorech gadol. But if he's a stark guy, that he's a forceful guy, and you're afraid of him, so then, and if you're going to start saying, oh, I'm not selling to you, who knows what tzaras he's going to make, so then, says the Mishavura, you could be mater afilu below yichalai makam. In other words, he without yichalai makam. In other words, we're letting you be mater the whole iser. Why? Interesting thing. In such a case of, I guess it was considered like a sakana, the chachamim were in geyser. Now, in the previous ifkatan, when we talked about the two reasons, whether it's he commanded, he's been sabah him to take it out, or that it's their chayshadim shamachar lei b'shabbos. So, and the nafkamina is if there's a makam in an Erev or not. So there, the Shartzion brings down, he says, even though the Achroinim were maskim to be machmer, he says, from the Chayodom, it's mashma, the b'makam tzarech gadol, yesh lahater limsalai b'makam sheyesh Erev, v'lismay chatam harishan. So first of all, if there's an Erev, and it's a case of a tzarech gadol, there's anyways makam to be makel, like the first reason, that it's alti commanded him to aitza, and an Erev there's not a problem. So that's, anyways, you'll have a way out if it's a place with an Erev. And here the Mishnah Berurah is saying, even if you don't have any of that, in such a case, like Gazru Chacham. Kasa Avaylas Tamid, Nira, Dim Hiskar Es HaCheder Lein Yehudi Bepruta Al Meshach Yehma Shabbos Ein Lahachmer Klal Ayin Sham. He wants to come up with another chap. There's yichad makam. Yichad makam is, this is my house, this is my room. A corner, I was miyached, that's the guy's corner. What if I sell him the whole room, rent him a whole room? There's a whole room I rent to him, wherever it's sitting, l'meshech yeim ha-shabbis, and Ibamish gives me a pruta for it, so the Elastamit says, ein lachmer klal ayin sham. Abel ha-magen avram, ushar achrayinim kasu dafilu b'schiris ha-cheder, ein lismach lahakel. And it sort of makes sense, because again, if the reason is, because we're afraid, that people are going to think, you told him to take it out, Kalsman is in your house, now unless it's a one-room house. If it's a one-room house and you rented the whole house to him, now again, do people know you rented the house to him, right? Or do we, or once you do that, we don't care so much what people think, but people see him coming out of your house, they think that you were mitzavim, so they say it really doesn't help to be soicher, the cheder to him, and therefore, it wouldn't be mekel in such a case. Mez Hashem will continue on Wednesday.